So just in case, for those who might recognize this, what I'm going to, what normally would be in a bag like this? A present. Bottle of wine. It isn't a bottle of wine. I'm sorry, guys. I do apologize. It isn't a bottle of wine. Just in case you were getting excited that there was a bottle of wine. Okay. So somebody asked me earlier, is this a serious message? I should have known better. Thank you, Josh. Nothing like... Oh, it's okay. We've got a technical issue there. There should have been some nice music. But there's nothing like... Oh, here we go. So we set the scene, okay? For those of you who don't know what Blankety Blank is, I've got a trial one, which we'll do in a moment, Josh. So the show is people have to guess what is the blank. So there'll be a saying, and then there's a missing word, and you've got to guess what the blank is. So we'll try this one, see if anyone can get this one. Think you're right? Good? Okay. So, we're going to try this. See if this works. Next one, Josh, please. My mom is so great. All that she does shows me how much she blanks me. Look, hold on. How much she loves me. Okay, next one. That was too easy, wasn't it? My mom cares so much, she does everything she can to keep me. Hold on, wait a minute. Too much shouting out going on. Hold on, wait a minute. We'll try what Keith says first, and I'm coming over there.
In bed.
Yep. She does everything she can to keep me in bed. Okay, to keep me quiet will be your answer. Yeah, I know. Okay, we're going here first. This was the first hand up. My mum cares so much, she does everything she can to keep me
happy.
That's a very good answer. It isn't the answer I've got, but you can go with that. I'm going over here. See if we've got the right answer or the answer I've got over here. My mum cares so much, she does everything she can to keep me
safe.
Think she's right? Excellent. Right, next one. My mum wants me to grow up strong and healthy. So she always encourages me to finish my... Hold on. Cocoa
Pops.
Hold on. I'm getting heckled from the front here. She always encourages to finish my...
Cocoa Pops.
My Cocoa Pops. Do you think that's right? You don't think that's right? He's got the right answer. I'd shown him his hands up. We've shown her hands up first. You need to spot Sue because I was way behind. Go on. Your dinner. Say what? What do you think? Think it's vegetables? It is vegetables. Did you have vegetables? Oh, look. There we go. Okay, let's try the next one. My mum is so good at driving, she is even better than... What was that, Karen?
Dad!
You think that's right? She's even better than... My dad! Okay, to show my mum how much I love her, today I made her...
A card,
that's a good answer. Not quite the answer I've got. Pardon? No, you might be right. Now, we had a conversation first thing this morning when I came in about something good that had happened to you'd done to your mum this morning. So, my mum, to show my mum how much I love her, today I made her... Breakfast in bed. Okay, next one, Josh. They say that bears are good at giving these, but it's my mum who gives the best blank in the world. Hold on, we're going to have to go over this way. Right, here we go. They say that bears are good at giving these, but it's my mum who gives the best
hugs
in the world. Now, somebody's going to be disappointed because they had that. MJ, was that going to be your answer? Okay. My mum is always there for me, and I cannot wait for her to see me. To see me.
Go out the door.
To see me
growing,
excellent answer. To see me smile. She's gonna have to wait that long to see you smile. God. My mum is always there for me, and I cannot wait for her to see me. Next one, Josh. See, I haven't filled that in. Because for each one of us, it's different because we're at different stages of our lives. So I didn't think it was right to have an answer for that. Not go out the door. But that's good in one way because that means she wants to see me fly the nest at the appropriate time. Be my own person. Step out and be the person I'm designed to be. Anyway, we won't go there. Okay. Now, you know that I get slightly confused at times. No, can't believe that. So, the Bible reading that we've got, we would normally read at a different part of the year. So do bear with me. Okay? So I'm just going to read from Luke chapter 1. And it says this. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was? There you go. Too slow. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. That little video that Dave showed earlier had different things that our mothers are to us. And even in the little blankety blank bit, we've seen love, keeping us safe, wanting to keep us healthy, wanting us to grow, being there for us, hugging us like a bear. I just want to draw out one or two things that we read from what we've just read. First one, please, Josh. My mum is so great, she does not run away when God comes calling. See, we read that story, and it talks about God sending Gabriel. And if we're not careful, we tend to think that Gabriel's just sort of this guy who pitches up. But we read in the Bible, about how angels are these huge, fearsome almost, angelic beings, messengers of God. And the thing is, Mary stands her ground. She doesn't sort of, I'm going, I'm out of here. She's happy to, well, it doesn't say she's happy because it says that she was greatly troubled, but she doesn't do a runner. When God comes calling, she doesn't do a runner. When God comes to speak to us, do we go hiding? It talks in the book of Genesis, right at the beginning of the Bible, how God came walking in the garden. And Adam and Eve, they'd done something that God had told them not to do. And God came walking, and he's basically going, Adam, where are you? And they're sort of... they were hiding. God had come calling, and they'd gone hiding. You know, one of the things we looked at with what a mother does is to keep us safe. And your mum will go, don't eat that. Don't touch that. Don't play with that fire. Don't get too close to that. If we read the lesson from Mary, God coming calling is a safe thing. Next one, Josh, please. My mum is so great, she's not afraid of the supernatural. She wasn't afraid of being in the presence of God. God comes calling, she doesn't go and hide. God comes calling, and she's happy to be in his presence. It's a safe place to be, is the presence of God. I have to caveat this, that there are some supernatural things that are not good. Because as much as there's light, there's darkness. As much as there's good, there's evil. As much as we have a God who is for us, we have a devil who's against us. But the thing overall that I felt this morning is that we need to understand that God, and when God comes to talk to us, it is a safe place. There are mothers in this church, and I think we are greatly blessed, who spend time with their children, spending time in God's presence with their children. It's a place of safety. It's not something to run away from. It's not something to be scared of. It's a place to be. Next one, please, Josh. My mom is so great. She does not doubt God. She wants to understand his ways. The angel makes this big announcement. And Mary gets halfway through. He gets halfway through and he says, how will this be? She doesn't go, that'll never happen. She wants to understand. She doesn't say it'll never happen and doubt God. She says, God, I don't understand how that can be. Show me how it can be. Teach me. And the last one, just please. My mum is so great, she wants what God wants for her. At the end of the bit that we read, Mary says this, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. She wanted what God had said to come to pass. She didn't run away from God. She knew it was safe to spend time with God. She wanted to understand what God was saying. She didn't just dismiss it and laugh it off. She wanted to understand. And she wanted what God had said to come to pass for her. She wanted everything that God had said for her to come true. I lied. There is another one, isn't there, Josh? Yeah. My mum is so great. She wants what God wants for her children. This is actually thinking of the first miracle we hear about Jesus performing, where Jesus turns the water into wine. But it says in John chapter 2, Jesus is at this wedding with his disciples and his friends. The wine had gone. Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." She knew who Jesus was. She knew all that was her son was to be. And there was she giving him space to let that happen. Last one, please, Josh. This was also on Dave's video that Dave chose. My mum is so great. She's there even in the tough times. It says this at the end of John's Gospel. Jesus is on the cross. Jesus on the cross. And it talks about that there, as he was on the cross, his mother was there with her sister, with another Mary. That she had not left him in his darkest time. She was there. These things, which I've very briefly touched on, yes, we can apply them to Mary, but they're for us as well. Don't let us never be people who go hiding when God comes calling. Let us be in there, opening the door to him and go, "God, what have you got to say?" Let's not be afraid of spending time in his presence. It's a safe place. In fact, it's the safest place in the world. If we've got questions, let's approach them to God with, "I don't believe that." Let's not approach them like that. Let's approach them with, "God, I don't understand. How can that be?" And be open to him to show us. As we hear God speaking, let us be people, young, old, who want to say, "God, I want everything that you say." Let us be people who encourage each other to be the people that we can be. That it will be a case of, "I get less, you get more." It's not important about me, it's you. And that we will be there for each other in the dark, hard times. Let's just finish up with prayer, and then they will use the song. Father, we just thank you that we've had a bit of fun. Father, we thank you that you have also spoken to us. And we just ask that no matter how simply it might have been said, that Father, we will take on board what you have said. And we will be people who enjoy being in your presence, who are open to what you say, who just want everything that you say to come to pass in our lives. And that we will be there encouraging one another, and we will be there for each other in the happy times, but in the dark times as well. Thank you, Jesus, that you are like that to us, and we want to be like that to you and to each other. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Mike.